Welcome to Neurotransmitter, a podcast series where we explore the complex but fascinating subject of migraines. I'm your host, Dr. Claude Garceau, an internist at the Quebec Heart and Lung Institute in Quebec City, and really a health enthusiast. Our guest is Jaislyn Duval. She's a board-certified neurologist and fellowship-trained headache specialist working in Tuzla, Oklahoma. In our last episode, Dr. Duval shared some very interesting insight about a new class of migraine treatment called the gepants and how we can use gepants in the acute treatment of migraine. If you have not yet had the chance to listen to that episode, go and look for it. Today, we're going to discuss another subject, migraine prevention. So welcome, Dr. Duval.
Hi, Dr. Garceau. Thank you again for having me.
So, Dr. Duval, why don't you begin by telling us what's new and exciting in the subject of migraine prevention?
Well, there are several migraine preventive treatments that have become available since 2018 that target CGRP. CGRP stands for calcitonin gene-related peptide. It's a neuropeptide that's important in the pathophysiology of migraine. We used to think that migraine was solely a vascular disease, that vasodilation produced the pain cascade. However, with time, we've learned that neuronal activation is likely the key contributor, and CGRP plays a major role in this. By blocking CGRP, either at its receptor site or binding the ligand itself, we found that we can both acutely treat and prevent a migraine attack before it ever begins. Currently, there are four CGRP monoclonal antibodies available, including galcanezumab, frenulumab, eptinezumab, and arenumab, as well as the newer treatment class called the gepants that antagonize CGRP. Both atogepant and remigepant are gepants that are indicated for migraine prevention, while other gepants that we discussed during the first podcast are indicated for acute treatment.
You just mentioned quite a few new treatments, but what are the differences between the CGRP antibodies and the gepants?
Well, the CGRP antibodies are injectables or infusions, and they have much longer half-life, 27 to 30 days. These medications are given every month or every 3 months and have no interaction with oral medications. They target CGRP, as in the case of galcanezumab, frenulumab, and eptinezumab, or its receptor site, arenumab. Gepants, on the other hand, are pills, and they have half-lives that are much shorter, 5 to 11 hours, and they're what we call small molecule CGRP receptor antagonists. Because they're metabolized through the liver, they do have some medication interactions with those medications processed through CYP3A4.
What are your experiences working in the U.S. with these new treatments, and where do you think they should fit in the treatment landscape?
Yes, well, one thing that is unique about the gepants as preventive, then again, atogepant is approved by Health Canada, but remigepant is not yet. But what's unique is that we can actually see statistically significant migraine day reduction as soon as the first week of taking these medications. This contrasts with our traditional oral preventive medications, which can sometimes take weeks to months to begin seeing efficacy. So, for example, in clinical trials, patients taking atogepant saw a 53% migraine day reduction in week one versus just 15% on placebo. And over 60% of patients cut their migraine days by at least half. So not only are these medications efficacious, they have an advantage of excellent tolerability. Their side effects include nausea, constipation, somnolence, and dry mouth, but all less than 10% incidence.
The word is efficacy and low side effects. Can gepant be used in combination with CGRP antibodies? And if we try to do so, how?
Well, early on in the process, we had intuitive thinking. And despite this thinking that patients who were already treated with a CGRP antibody would benefit less because their CGRP system is already modulated, emerging data suggests that they may benefit as well or perhaps even more than patients without a CGRP antibody exposure, almost like we've shown that they are responsive to this particular pain pathway. And so that being said, we do not know what too much CGRP blockade really looks like. There are no phase 3 clinical studies evaluating the use of these medications together, but we do have open label studies that have documented the use of CGRP NAB with acute gepants such as your Bojapant or Rimegepant, and they have shown good treatment response as well as safety.
So can you speak about the Japan dosage for the prevention of migraine?
Absolutely. Atogepant is available in three separate dosages, 10, 30, and 60 milligrams. Each dose is administered once daily, and it can be taken morning or night, depending on the patient's preference. The 10 milligram dose is primarily for those with liver or renal disease or who are on a concomitant CYP3A4 inhibitor. Rimegepant, again, which is not currently approved through Health Canada, is dosed at a 75 milligram every other day dosing for episodic migraine prevention.
Well, very interesting, very clear, and very informative conversation I had with you. So thank you, Dr. Duval, for sharing your experience with us, for explaining all these new options. It's very exciting to our listener. I say thank you for listening to Neurotransmitter, and have a great day. And thank you again, Dr. Duval, and see you maybe later.
Thank you so much.